Depression. It's a big problem for many people these days. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
So in the situation with Elijah, we're going to see depression take over in his life. You say, what were his debilitating circumstances? I mean, he just won a great victory on Mount Carmel, and God showed up and showed out on Mount Carmel, but we don't get to stay on the mountaintop. You have to come down, and when Elijah came down, he came down hard. He came down with a thud. What do we learn about depression from the life of Elijah?
He can heal every scar.
Depression can come upon anyone, even a powerful prophet like Elijah. But what causes depression, and is there any way we can combat it? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and in today's message, you'll learn how to pinpoint the probable causes of depression in your life, and how to get your eyes off yourself and your problems, and escape what many feel is the cave of depression. The lesson is from Pastor Jeff's series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. For information about today's message or our current series, you can visit us online anytime at fromhisheart.org. And you can also find out about this 8-message series called Holy Boldness when you go to fromhisheart.org. There, too, you can receive this series along with the booklet on prayer from Pastor Jeff, our gifts of thanks to you for your support of any amount. Again, go to fromhisheart.org. Right now, open your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 19. Here's Pastor Jeff to begin telling us what to do when we find ourselves imprisoned in the cave of depression.
Depression. You know, it has hit some great men. Elijah, obviously a great man, so depressed that he asked God to kill him. Sir Isaac Newton, a great man, suffered from depression. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president, great man, suffered from depression. Hollywood stars, Robin Williams, who ended up taking his own life. Owen Wilson, struggling with depression. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great preacher of the 1800s, he struggled with depression. He would be out of the pulpit sometimes for 2 to 3 months because of depression. He said these words, "There are dungeons beneath the castles of despair." So descriptive. Hey, what is depression? Someone has described it this way. Depression is a feeling of hopelessness that is not consistent with reality. An emotional state of extreme sadness and intense discouragement that causes negative circumstances to overwhelm and debilitate a person's life. So in the situation with Elijah, we're going to see depression take over in his life. You say, what were his debilitating circumstances? I mean, he just won a great victory on Mount Carmel, and God showed up in mighty power, and the people said, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God," and they slew the 450 prophets of Baal, and then he prayed for rain, and there was rain. I mean, the Lord just showed up and showed out on Mount Carmel, and Elijah should just be singing the hallelujah chorus. There shouldn't be any room for depression, but so often when you're on a mountaintop experience, you know, you can't stay on the mountaintop. When Peter and James and John were with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, they wanted to stay there. "Lord, it's good for us to be here. We'll put up 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." They wanted to stay on the mountaintop. Who wouldn't want that? But we don't get to stay on the mountaintop. You have to come down. And when Elijah came down, he came down hard. He came down with a thud. See, he thought that what happened on Mount Carmel was going to bring about a great revival in Israel, that it was going to change Ahab, that it was going to change his wicked wife Jezebel. But he found that that wasn't the case. 1 Kings chapter 19, I'll begin reading in verse 1. "Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me and even more if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. In 24 hours, Elijah, you are dead. Verse 3, and he was afraid and rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. That's the southern part of Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, about 15 miles, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's. And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, there was an angel touching him. And he said to him, arise, eat. Then he looked, and behold, there was at his head a bread cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came a second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Horeb or Sinai, the mountain of God. The place where Moses received the Ten Commandments. Hey, what do we learn about depression from the life of Elijah? Four lessons that I want to share with you today. Lesson number one, depression often comes when we're physically worn out. Physically, emotionally just spent, just worn out, just wrung out. That describes Elijah. Now, you have to remember what has happened. Obviously, he had this high point. There wasn't a higher point in his life, in his ministry, except when God took him to heaven in a whirlwind. It's kind of interesting. He was the prophet who prayed to die, and he was one of two people who never died, Elijah and Enoch. Neither one of those guys ever died. They were taken to heaven. And so here he is, and he is so depressed and so discouraged that he's asking for death. He's wanting to die. Well, he was physically worn out, emotionally wrung out and worn out. First, he went from Mount Carmel, which is right at that corner point by the sea, by the Mediterranean Sea. That's a 15-mile trip from Mount Carmel. He was on the top of it all the way down to Jezreel, 15 miles. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he outran Ahab and his chariots to Jezreel. Jezreel is the capital. That's where Ahab is, and Jezebel, that's where they reside. Jezebel didn't go to Mount Carmel, but Ahab did. So he outran the chariot. And then he finds out from a messenger of Jezebel that Jezebel's gonna kill him. Once she found out he killed all the prophets with the sword, she said, I'm gonna kill you. It didn't matter to her that God had showed who was God, and Baal has no power, and Baal is a nothing, and the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. That didn't matter to her. She said, I'm gonna kill you, Elijah. So what did Elijah do? If you go back to that, he went from Jezreel all the way down to Beersheba. That's the southern part of Judah. You say, how far is that? That's 105 miles to get to Beersheba. And then he went a day's journey from that, which is 15 miles. And then from there, that's where he was under the juniper tree and he asked to die. And then from there, he's gonna end up going to Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. And that is another 200 and something miles, 263 miles. So in total, he has traveled 398 miles on foot in a very short period of time. I think it's safe to say he's exhausted. He's totally exhausted. He's in the cave of depression, and he is totally physically exhausted. And the Lord comes to him in his exhaustion as he's there a day's journey away from Beersheba. He's already traveled that 120 miles and just tired as can be, running for his life. The Lord comes to him, and what does he do? Does he give him a Bible study? No, he ministers to his physical needs. He says, you're worn out. Elijah, think about Elijah almost like a little kid. When you have little kids, you moms and dads know when your kids are little, if they don't get a nap, they're really cranky. And they can cry very easily when they don't get a nap. Some men are like that. They need their nap or they can start crying very easily. But here it is, and he's just tired. And he's saying things. Aren't you glad God doesn't answer every prayer that we pray? Because the Lord would have killed him. All right, Elijah, I'll kill you. He didn't do that. What he did was he met his physical needs and he gave him sleep under the juniper tree. And then he woke him up to feed him. It says the angel of the Lord, which is anytime you read about the angel of the Lord, that's a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to him and he fed him. And he gave him bread, cake, baked on hot coals, and a jar of water, and he fed him twice. So he lets him sleep, wakes him up, time to eat. He eats, he lets him go to sleep again, wakes him up, time to eat again, and now you can take your journey to the mountain of God. Hey, what's the first thing that we need to look at when we start feeling down and discouraged and depressed and overwhelmed? Check your physical well-being. Go to the doctor. See if there's something wrong with you, something off with you. Check your sleep schedules, check your diet, make them check your chemical balance. All that stuff is important because if you're off physically, you're gonna have difficulty getting a grip on the negative circumstances in your life that are causing you to feel so down and so depressed and so discouraged. Wayne Cordera is pastor in Hawaii. Great pastor, great church, in high demand. He wrote a book called Leading on Empty. And in that book, he shares a story about his church was growing and his schedule was filling up and everybody wanted Wayne Cordera to come and preach and come and share. And he's preaching all the time and he's leading his church and he is running out of gas. And he said that he was at an event and he was getting ready to speak that evening and he put on a pair of shorts and his jogging shoes and he was gonna jog around the hotel area just to kind of, you know, let off some steam and hopefully, you know, just kind of prepare himself. And he said, I found myself sitting on the street corner and I couldn't stop crying. He said, I was just so totally depleted. I just couldn't go anymore. He had been leading on empty. What did he need? He needed rest. He needed refreshment. That's what God gave to Elijah. God's answer right off the bat for his depressed prophet is to give him rest and to give him refreshment.
Pastor Jeff will return in just a moment to continue providing some very practical ways of dealing with depression. So stay with us. One of the things that depression can do to us is cause us to go into a shell, to feel isolated from God, and to some, to not be able to sense the presence of God in their lives. What a lonely place to feel that way. Of course, He's not the invisible God. He's there for you and me in these times. The prophet Elijah knew that, and even in his depression, he waited on God's provision and obeyed His voice. And he saw God work miracles through his lonely days. And you and I can learn the same thing. It starts with prayer. Pastor Jeff has a powerful and sensitive booklet on this topic entitled Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer, and it'll help you. It's our gift to say thanks for your support of any amount to From His Heart this month. And when you do make that gift, we'll send you the booklet along with the 8-message series, Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. The series is available in multiple formats. To get your copies, go to fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Thank you for joining us to help tell the world about our great encourager, our great provider, Jesus. Now let's continue with part one of the message, In the Cave of Depression. Pastor?
In our struggles with discouragement that can lead to depression, we don't need to blow off the physical and say, well, that's not a very spiritual thing. I need to just focus on spiritual things. Well, you do need to focus on spiritual things, but the very first thing that the Lord does is He deals with the physical. Second lesson that we learned from Elijah and his depression. Depression, not only does it often come when we're physically worn out, but it often comes when we are spiritually fouled up. Spiritually fouled up. That's what happened to Elijah. It says in verse 9, then he came there to a cave. He's at Horeb. He went the 263 miles all the way down south to Horeb. And just to give you an idea of what this looks like, sometimes we get we romanticize these pictures in the Bible, what this was like. He's out in the desert. Anytime you read about being in the wilderness, that's the biblical word for desert. It's not like he's in a forest. This is what it looked like when he went to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, Mount Sinai. It's just desolate out there. And that's where he is, and he ends up in a cave. Now he came there to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great and strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a gentle blowing, a still small voice. And it came about when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Then he said, repeated himself, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Depression comes not only when you're physically worn out, but when you're spiritually fouled up. And Elijah, the great man of faith, the great man of prayer, the great man of God, he's spiritually messed up right now. See, because he had been living his life listening to God, walking with God, focused on God. But now he is filled with not faith, he's filled with fear. Jezebel told him she was going to kill him. And he took his eyes off Jehovah and put his eyes on Jezebel, and he was filled with fear, and he began to run. And he ran as far as he could get from Jezreel. And the Lord asks him twice, what are you doing here, Elijah? Now, I want us to think about three questions from the Lord's dealing there with Elijah and ask ourselves these questions. First of all, are you found in the wrong place? Hey, when you're down and discouraged and depression is setting in, the very first question, are you in the wrong place? Is the Lord saying to you, what are you doing here? I think it's safe to say that the prodigal son, when he had nothing to eat and was longing to eat the pig slop and came to his senses, he no doubt said to himself, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Do not my father's hired men have food to eat? They don't eat pig slop. Why am I here? The Lord says to us, what are you doing here? Is he finding you in the wrong place because you've strayed from the will of God? You've strayed from the plan of God. You're not walking by faith anymore. You're walking by sight. When you walk by sight, you get yourself in trouble and you come to a place where I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I have a good friend who's been at our church several times, one of the greatest guitar players that has ever lived, Doyle Dykes. And Doyle and I have gotten to be good friends. We communicate quite often, and I just love to listen to his music. And more than that, I just love Doyle. He's got such a heart for the Lord. Well, he told me about a story when he was 18 years old, some 43 years ago. He's 18 years old, and God gave him a gift to play the guitar when he was just about 11 or 12. And he's just a phenomenal player from the time he was just, even before he was a teenager. Well, that got noticed, and he got a big break when he was 18. Elvis Presley, and his group said, we want this guy to be in our backup band to play the guitar. And so Doyle was so excited to be able to see Elvis and meet Elvis and be on the team with Elvis. He said he went to his first concert and Elvis was there and he said it was great. And after the concert, they were going to the hotel and he was gonna meet Elvis. And he really wanted to do that because at that time Elvis, I mean, they called him the king and he was everything. So Doyle is there and Doyle's a godly guy. And his church had been praying for him. Lord, when Doyle goes out, keep him from making bad decisions. And so here's Doyle and he's in this hotel room and they're waiting for Elvis to come down or for him, Doyle, to go up, whatever it was gonna be. But he was gonna meet Elvis Presley. And he said while he was there, things started happening. Alcohol, drugs, women. They started to come into the room and come into the picture, and Doyle was getting more and more uncomfortable. And it was as if the Lord said to him, what are you doing here, Doyle? And Doyle was arguing with the Lord. He said, well, Lord, you know, this isn't my scene. This isn't what I'm all about, but I want to meet Elvis. And so he said God kept convicting him. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? He said, Lord, I'm gonna meet Elvis and then I'm gonna leave because this is not for me. And the Lord said this to him, you need to choose which king you're gonna follow. And man, Doyle said, am I selling out for Elvis the king or am I sold out to Jesus the King of Kings? And he told those guys in that room as they were waiting to meet Elvis, he said, I gotta get out of here. They said, what are you talking about? He said, I can't be here. I wasn't raised this way. This isn't right for me. And he got ready to leave. And they said, you can't leave. We stuck our necks out to get Elvis to pick you up and to have you on the team. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't be here. And they said, you'll never work again in music. And he said, so be it. I have to follow the Lord. Hey, he left. And you know what? God blessed him and God used him in music. He chose the King of Kings, not Elvis the King. But I'll never forget that because he found himself in a place and he heard the Lord's voice saying in effect to him, what are you doing here, Doyle? Maybe you're at a place and the Lord's saying, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Why are you so far away? You as Elijah, you've traveled hundreds of miles outside of where I wanted you to be. What are you doing here, Elijah? Hey, are you found in the wrong place?
Well, Pastor Jeff has laid out for us today some key points to remember if we want to avoid the pitfalls of depression. We've only heard one half of this inspiring message from Pastor Jeff and the series Holy Boldness, Lessons from Elijah, the Prophet of Fire. And we'll have part two on Friday, so we hope that you'll be with us then. Listen, if you'd like to be prayed for by Christians who are called to pray for others in need, we hope you'll go to fromhisheart.org, click the prayer link. It'll allow you to post your anonymous prayer request and get an anonymous email alert when someone has prayed for you. It'll be very encouraging to you, and people from all over the world participate in this. So you'll get your prayers laid before the feet of the cross. Just go to fromhisheart.org, click the prayer link on the homepage. Hey, thanks for joining us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to watch the From His Heart weekly television broadcast today. It's seen in 182 countries around the world on the Hillsong Channel. You can go to our website to find the time and channel in your area. And be here tomorrow for part two of the lesson in the Cave of Depression. We'll see you on Friday, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out about that. Go to FromHisHeart.org.